Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, today's daf is daf Lamed Vav. And we're starting roughly a quarter down the Amud, in the middle of the line where it says, Tama Deshema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama. What is this referring to? As you recall, yesterday we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Gemara as to the din of Bias Mu'uberes and Chalitzas Mu'uberes. Ultimately, the Gemara fell away from that and said, no, the Machloikis is only in the case of Chalitzas Mu'uberes. Everybody agrees Bias Mu'uberes is not koina, is not effective. Vis-a-vis Chalitzas Mu'uberes, the Gemara kept on asking kashas back and forth. Rava said, how is it possible that Bia Mu'uberes, Loishma Bia, and Chalitza Mu'uberes, Shmo Chalitza, don't we have a rule? Top of Lamed Vavam and Aleph, Kala Oyle Yibam, Oyle Chalitza, Kol She'in Oyle Yibam, Eina Oyle Chalitza. And therefore, Rava said another pshat, and the Gemara brought a raya to Rava from a braisa. So we'll take a look at the braisa. The braisa is about 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud. Tani Kavosi de Rava. Voshtet ne braisa. What did we say in the name of Rava? A person is miyabim his yivama, and then afterwards finds out, she's muberes. And therefore, if she's muberes, and eventually she has a vlad ben kayama, this fellow should not have been miyabim her, because it's an eishes achshiyesh lebonim. But now we're not referring to the yivama herself, we are now referring to the tzara. Harizu loitinosi tzarosa. When the tzara hears that her tzara, meaning the other Yavama, was nisyaben, she should not get married. She should wait until the dust settles. Why? Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad, her Yavama, her co-wife, her tzara, is Muberes. Maybe that Vlad is going to be, Baruch Hashem, a viable child. Vein Bia V'chalitza Peteres. So any Bia or Chalitza that's going on, that's not going to have any effect whatsoever. Everybody agrees to that. The whole machlok is between what we said, whether Beishamai, but that between Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, the Gabi, whether Bia Muberes, Shmo Bia, Lav Shmo Bia, that was all in the case where eventually the Vlad was not a Vlad Ben Kayama. But if the Vlad is a Ben Kayama, Kuli Alma Moide, that the Bia and the Chalitza are gunished. Therefore, since Shemi Vlad Ben Kiyama, Ben Biyav Chalitza Poiteres, El Vlad Poiter, since we are talking about a situation when the Muberes eventually will give birth to a Vlad Ben Kiyama, we don't know. The Gemara is saying the Tzara should not get remarried. She should not marry Lashuk, because Shemi Yehi Vlad Ben Kiyama. Maybe the Vlad will be a Vlad Ben Kiyama. Now, if the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama, if anything, that is a reason why she should be Muteres Lishuk. But the reason why we tell her, don't go and do anything, is because since Bia and Chalitza have no effect under the circumstances, the only thing that has an effect is Vlad. Oh, El Vlad Poiter, the Bia and Chalitza is not going to pata only the Vlad. Brother Shai, we're Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Almost a quarter down the Amud. The line begins, El Vlad Poiter. Vavlad Ein Poiter Ad She'etzel Avar Oilam. The whole din that the Vlad patters is only when the Vlad will be born. But, so once again, we have over here, a Yavama was in Siyabim through the Yavam, and Baruch Hashem, we see that she is pregnant, and now we tell the Tzara, don't do anything. Just sit on your hands and let's see what happens. Because anything that's going to happen vis-a-vis your other tzara, the one that's Mu'uberes, the one that had the Yibam, neither Bia nor Chalitza will have any effect vis-a-vis you, the second tzara. The only thing will have an effect will be the fact that the first tzara has a Vlad, she's Mu'uberes. But that doesn't pater yet. When do we have a ptur from Yibam and Chalitza? That's only when the baby is born. So therefore, you tzara, just wait and see what happens. Anyway, that's how we interpreted the braisa aliba de Rava. So now the Gemara is medayik. Tama, the reason why we tell the tzara, don't get remarried in the meantime, Says the bride, Shem Yehei Vlad Ben Kayom. Who? The reason is because maybe the baby will be a viable child. And therefore, since the child is a viable child, we gotta wait until the child is born. In the meantime, it's a waiting game. We just gotta wait. Dr. Mahaloy have a Vlad Ben Kayama. What would happen on the flip side? What happens if this Vlad of this Muvaris turns out not to be a Ben Kayama? It sounds from the Braisa, then Nifta Tsarasa. Then the Tsara would be Potter, and she would be able to remarry. Why? Because the previous Yibam was effective. So to my lamenti of Tiufta Reish Lakish. Let us say that this is Akasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says that neither the Bia nor a Chalitza by a Isha Mubaris is effective. Here we're saying that the Tsara should only not remarry yet, and she should wait, is only because maybe the Vlad will be a Vlad Ben Kayama. And if the Vlad will be a Vlad Ben Kayama, what will be the din? Then she can get married. Yeah, but she has to wait until the Vlad is born. She cannot go and get married prematurely. But it's a chmashma that if the Vlad is destined to be a Vlad She'ena Ben Kayama, in other words, fast forward 9 months, and we see that the Vlad is Ena Ben Kayama, what happens then? Then she has to go and the Choyra, she falls the Yibam. No, she's Potter. Because her co-wife, the Muberes, already had Yibam. And that Yibam Potters. So we see that the Bia of a Muberes does Potter. Lemet Yefter Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said that neither the Bia nor the Chalitza of the Muberes Potters. Omelech Rish Lakish. The Braisa is not Shver because we have to make certain minor changes. Hachitai, and we start the Braisa again. A person who is Miyam is Yavama, and it turns out that she's Muberes. Harizu loitinosi tsarasa the Tzara should not marry. So far it's been word for word the same. But now we continue the Braisa. You know why? Shemalo yehei avlad ben kayama. Maybe the child will not be a viable child. And so what? The chalitza is muberes uloishma chalitza, ubiyas muberes uloishma bia. Just like I said, I meaning Reish Lakish, that a chalitza mitabia of muberes is worthless. And therefore, I gotta wait and see what happens. If it turns out that this Vlad will not be a Ben Kayama, and so therefore, the Yevomites all fall liyibam, there is a Zika, the fact that she already did a kinus, meaning there was a yibam, that's worthless. Nothing happened. So therefore the Tzara has to wait and see what happens. Vim Toymer, are you going to go and tell me, why can't the Tzara say, Heilach Acha Roiv Noshem, Roiv Noshem, Vlad Ma'alia Yoldan? Why can't I rely on the fact that most pregnancies, Baruch Hashem, the child does live and the child is viable? So why can the Tzara rely on that? It's taka true, she cannot rely on the Bia or the Chalitza of her co-wife because of the fact that a Bia is Muberes and the Chalitza Muberes is Gunish. That's taka true. However, why can't she rely on the fact that a Miyat Hashem, this child will be a viable child? And if it's a viable child, then she doesn't fall to Yim or Chalitza in the first place. Says the Braisa, Vladein Poitarad, she yates la Avero Oilon. So bottom line is, we've been able to be mesak in this braisa by adding one word. Not saying that loitinosi tzarasa shema yehei vlad ben kayama, but shema lo yehei avlad ben kayama. Oh, if a vlad is not a vlad ben kayama, says Reish Lakish, that's me. That's me speaking. That both a bia and a chalitza muberes, lo yishma bia v'lo yishma chalitza. So we're left with a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. What is the din when you have a person who passed away without any children, leaving over multiple wives? One of the wives had Yibam. They should have waited 3 months. They did not wait. After that, we find that she's Muberes, and therefore we gotta wait and see what happens. Is she going to have a Vlad Ben Kayama? Then, in Miyat Hashem, when the Vlad is born, then we can go and say, alright, all the Yevomis are potter from Zika. Potter from Yibam, potter from Chalitza. But in the meantime, if and when until the child is born, we can't do anything. And if it turns out that the Vlad is not a Ben Kayama, then of course the Yivamis will have to have Yibam or Chalitza. The question is, if a Yibam or Chalitza that were done prematurely when the first wife was Mu'uberes, was that effective, was it not? Machloikis Rabbi Yochum Rish Lakish. How do we paskin alocha lamaitse? The Gemara says we paskin like Rish Lakish. How do I know? If you go down to the bottom of the Amud, Omer Rava, about six lines from the bottom of the Amud, Omer Rava, Hilchas HaKabasin Rish Lakish Bahani Tlas. We paskin like Rish Lakish in the following three halachas, and the first one is Hodi Amoran, the one that we just spoke about. So now we're returning to our Gemara, Omer Belazar, Ef She'is Lohod Rish Lakish Leitanan Lo B'masisin. Is it possible that we pass them like Rish Lakish and we cannot find a Mishnah which Rish Lakish can say, you see, I'm right, a Mishnah like I said, can we find some sort of Mishnah? Norfolk Dokvi Ashkach, yo, I've arrived from a Mishnah. Now, Mishnah at the end of our Masechta, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to get to it, Daf Kuf Yates. First day of the Mishnah. You have a man that was married to two wives. The man, together with one wife, went away to Medina Siyam. After 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, Ubov Yomullah, people came now from Medina Siyam, returned here to where the other wife was living, and said to her, Lo Yalaini Beis Balach, your husband passed away. What should she do now at this point? She should neither get married Lishuk, nor should she go and take Yibam. And Rashi says, when it says Harizu Lo Tinase, we are assuming it means Afilu Al Yedei Chalitzet Ka'omar. To Lo Tinase Lishuk Li'oilam. For the meantime, she's not allowed to get married ever. Ever. Why can't she get married ever? Says the Braisa, says the Mishnah. I should take that until she knows for sure. Shem Uberes Hi Tzarasa. Because maybe the Tzara that went together with her husband out to Medina Siyam, that husband died, but maybe the Tzara got pregnant, and therefore maybe she's going to have a child. And if she's going to have a child, then this Tzara that stayed here, she'll be able to marry at that point because of the fact that they don't fall the Yibam. There was an Eishes Ach, there was an Ach Sheyesh Lavanim, the Baruch Hashem had children. So therefore she'd be free to remarry. But she gotta wait. She has to wait to find out all of the facts and circumstances. Okay, so this is the end of the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to be Medayik, like Rish Lakish. Mishloim Yivum Miloi, I can understand why the Mishnah says, she shouldn't have Yibam. You know why? Maybe the Tzara in Chutz La'aretz is pregnant. Baruch Hashem. Maybe she's going to have a Vlad Ben Kayama. Baruch Hashem. And therefore, neither of the two Tzaras fall the Yibam now. Because, Baruch Hashem, the husband left over Zerah, he left over a Ben, left over a Bas, left over children. So I can understand, don't do Yibam, because if she does Yibam, and there is no Chiev, the Yivka b'Isra Eishasach, dear Isa, then she's going to go and live with and marry the brother of the Nifter, that's her brother-in-law, and Eishasach, Sheyesh Lebanim, is an Issa Krisus. Avad, I understand why it says, wait to see Adam. Afreit Yimai, Elu Leitach, Leitzamai. Why can't she have Chalitza? Note that the Braisa, the Mishnah doesn't specifically refer to Chalitza. But what the Mishnah does say is Arizu Loi Tinase. And Rashi says Loi Tinase, Rashi about a third down the Amud, Kesoka Daita Chafila Al Yedei Chalitza Loi Tinase L'Shuk L'Oilam. She's not allowed to get married. So she shouldn't even have Chalitza. What's the problem with having Chalitza? As we phrase Rish Lakish. I can understand that we don't want her to have Chalitza within the first 9 months after hearing that her husband passed away, and at the same time and have her get married within that 9 month period. Why? Because after all, that is the suffix of what's going on over here. It may turn out that the Vlad will be a Vlad ben Kayama. It may turn out that the Vlad will be a Vlad Eina ben Kayama. I don't know what's going to happen. So we tell her, go and wait. Let her have a chalitza within the 9 months, and let her, after that, when the 9 months are over, let her go and get married. Because 9 months have passed away. Have passed. And therefore, mama nefshach. I don't know what the story is with that tzara in Medina Sayyab. But if she was pregnant, 10 months have already passed since then, since the patira of the husband. So whatever pregnancy there was has already terminated. If it's terminated in the way that she's had a child, Baruch Hashem, then the tzara that remained behind here at home, finish. There's a child, she doesn't fully yibam, she can marry anybody that she wants. Elamai, maybe the child was not, maybe there was no pregnancy. Or if there was a pregnancy, maybe the child was not a viable child. Okay, so I don't know the story, but one thing I can do is I can have the woman remaining behind over here, she can have chalitza, and then the man of shach shall be okay. And so therefore, says Rish Lakish, why wouldn't we have her make chalitza during the 9 month period of time, and then get married after the 9 month period of time? Because the man of shach, by that time, either there was no zika because of the fact that her first husband had a child, or if in fact the first husband did not have a child, so she fell yim al chalitza, Baruch Hashem, she had a chalitza. Says Reish Lakish, I'll tell you why we don't allow her to have a chalitza b'toich tisha, because I, Reish Lakish, hold that a chalitza smuberes lo yishma chalitza. And that's the reason why this chalitza is worthless. So the Choyra, says Reb Lozer, I have a raya from the Mishnah to Reish Lakish. Ah! I found the mokar in the Mishnah. Thank you, Mark. Let me ask you a question, Reb Lozer. You're bringing a raya from the fact that it doesn't allow her to remarry even after 9 months. And therefore, what does that mean? She cannot have chalitza within the 9 months and then marry after the 9 months, because chalitza muberes lo yishma chalitza. So Yimara asks a very straightforward question. Forget about the 9 months. Forget about muberes. Why does it say here in the Mishnah that this lady can never get married ad shetayda? Rashi says that this was the Havamina. Look at the Rashi again. Lo tinasi, the same Rashi, a third down the Amud. Kesol kadaitech afila al yedei chalitza kamar to lo tinasi leshukli oilam. She's prohibited from marrying forever and ever until she knows exactly what happened. Frank Timar, why? If there's another brother here and she's here, she doesn't know what happened to the Torah out of Medina Siyam. But it doesn't make a difference. 10 months have passed. Either there was a child or there wasn't a child. We'll do chalitza, and without, we know for sure that she's muteris ashuk. So Frank Timara, okay, you tried to bring a raya of Lazar that the choyra we should have allowed her to go make a chalitza within 9 months and marry after the 9 months. Since we didn't give that eitzah as a chasimim, the chalitza is muberes lo yishma chalitza. Frank Timara, no, I have no raya. Because if you're really being medayik this bright in this Mishnah, go one step further. Litamech tachlech v'tinas liacher tes. Fine, chalitza muberes lo yishma chalitza. Granted. Fine. Who cares? After 10 months pass, after 9 months, 10 months, let her do a chalitza then, and let her then get married. Why does the Mishnah say lo yitinase, which Rashi says means li oila? So to my lebar mino dahi. From that Mishnah, you have no raya. Why not? Here it says Abaye bar Abba Rav Chinna bar Abaye. Sounds kind of strange. Abaye bar Abba Rav Chinna bar Abaye. And therefore, on the side, they change both the Abba and Abaye to oven. See in the Maseret Shas, Dalin and Hay. And that being the case, it could very well be that we're talking about brothers. The Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chinna bar Avin, the Avit Rabayu. They said together, Shem Yehi Vlad ben Kayama. I'll tell you the reason why we don't allow her to remarry, because maybe the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. And, if you're going to have her do a Chalitza without knowing what the situation is, wait 9 months, wait 10 months, have her do a Chalitza. Okay, and then afterwards it turns out that the Vlad was a Vlad Ben Kayama. If the Vlad was Ben Kayama, that means that she never fell liyibim and chalitza in the first place, because there was an eishes ach sheyeshla bana. And then what happens if she's going to want to marry a kohen subsequently? People remember, oh, she's a chalutza, she had a chalitza. And therefore the reason why we say she should not get married until she finds out all the facts is because we don't want to have a problem of people thinking that a kohen can marry a chalutza. So therefore you're going to have to... I'm sorry?
What about our Mishnah?
What about our Mishnah? And therefore...
So she had a meaningless chalitza. So she's not possible from kohuna.
Our Gemara holds that it's tracker true, it doesn't pass her from a kohuna, but she has to have a cruz that people should know so that there should not be a mistake. Because if people will learn from this, they'll say, I remember I was at a chalitza years ago, and afterwards I saw that this young lady married a kohen. And they don't know that there was a situation where this whole chalitza was in error, and that the reason why she was able to marry a kohen is because the chalitza was not effective. So our Mishnah didn't address that. Our Gemara is now addressing it and saying that you'd have to have a cruz l'kohuna, and therefore this Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yates, it may disagree with our Mishnah, or maybe it agrees with our Mishnah, but it just, according to the explanation of the Gemara, it's telling us that that there would be such a requirement. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Frank Gemara, okay, but let's look up. Fine! If that is what happens at the end, that it turns out that she had an erroneous, invalid chalitza. Why? Because the other tzara was Mubaris. No! Big deal! So let's go be matzich. So fine. Anytime you have such a situation, like the Mishnah said, we post them in a kahuna, but I'm afraid that people are not going to know, not going to help. Put in big ads in the newspaper, put a big big sign in front of every shul in town, let people know. So tomorrow, Dilma, Ikka Inish, to have a chalitza, we have the achroza. Maybe there was a person that was available, was there at the time of chalitza. After that, he went away on vacation to wherever for 6 months or 9 months or whatever it was. And during his absence, yes, they were machriz day and night, yoimim v'layla lo yishboisu, that chalitza was not effective. But he wasn't there. He didn't hear. When he comes back, of course, it's already history. Nobody talks about it anymore. So bottom line is, our Gemara is saying that Mishnah that Reb Lozer quoted as a mokar for Reish Lakish, unfortunately, is not a mokar, because you can easily understand the Mishnah having nothing to do with Bias Muberes Shmo Bia, Chalitza's Muberes Shmo Chalitza, nothing to do with that at all. The reason why it says that she should not have a chalitza and remarry without knowing all the facts and figures is because we don't want to have a problem of a kilkul that people are going to say that a chalitza can marry a kohen, or a kohen can marry a chalitza.
A shema kilkul to prevent her from getting married?
We're not assuming that she's going to remain like this forever. We're just saying she should wait to see what happens, because if she's going to have a chalitza, and then afterwards it turns out, the reason why she's doing a chalitza is she should be able to remarry now. And then afterwards it turns out that she didn't need a chalitza altogether. Then people are going to start saying that the chalitza can go and marry a kohen. What you're asking is...
And as time goes by, and she doesn't hear from her tzara, and doesn't hear anyone report about her tzara, whether there was a blood or not, she remains effectively aguna.
You're saying that she's going to be shackled forever. You're asking a very good question, and in fact, I see the art scroll asks it in one of the footnotes and brings it b'shem the Ritva. Oyin Makshir Ritva, in my Hebrew edition, it's in footnote 24. He says, Madua anu me'agnim eso isha, just the exact lashon that you use, David. We're making her into an aguna. V'matirin lo li'inase ad sheteida bebir imu beres hoise tzerasa. It doesn't seem to be fair. We're making her into an aguna. You know what you can instead do? Instead of making a gzeira that she shouldn't be able to remarry, just make a gzeira, just simply say that young lady, no matter what happened subsequently, whether the chalitza was good or chalitza was no good, just know, stay away from kehanim. If you want to marry a kohen, then you got to wait and see what happens. v'tiret, and then the Ritva gives a teret. Shechoshishin ono shlo yamdu b'isr zeh. We're afraid that they're not gonna listen. Kim shiyedu shetzarasi yoldav ein chalitzos aklum. As soon as they hear, eventually, that the Tzara Baruch Hashem did give birth, and therefore the Chalitza was ineffective, they're not going to listen to us and say, no, 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 I can't marry a Kohen. I can read the Chumash, I can read the Gemara, this was not a Chalitza, this was all a Bubba Maisa, and therefore I can get married altogether. Anyway, so the Rishpah...
On the other, on the days from yesterday, say, Lo Pasa Me Kahuna. If you put his chalitza to the wife, or he gives chalitza to the tzara, he says, lo pasam in a kuna. Don't read the chumash, you can read the Mishnah.
Okay.
No, but that's when you know what the ultimate outcome is. Here, Barry, you don't know the outcome. So you can't say that it was possible you don't know.
But after the fact. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway. Maximum, Barry, we have a machloikis in the two Mishnayas, or you can go and say, our Mishnah says, loy paslam in a kahuna, but the Gemara says that you still have to have a cruise, you have to let people know so people will not be mistaken. Then you have David's question, because of people making a mistake, we're preventing her from getting married, let us make a takana that she should be paslam in a kahuna. Not like it said in the Mishnah yesterday, let a taka say paslam. Says the Ritva, we're afraid that takana is not going to help, because if and when we find out that the Vlad was a Vlad Ben Kayama, she's going to ignore this Gezeira and say, why can't the marry a Kohen? The Mishnah says, like you say, Barry, the Pasuk says the Pasuk and Akuna. And she's going to go marry to a Kohen after all, and this will be a kilkul. People will think that a Kohen is allowed to marry a Chalitza. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, I have an even better pshat in this Mishnah, that it's not a raya to Reish Lakish. After all, notice the Mishnah that we quoted at the outset, said, Loi tinasei, loi tisyabe. It doesn't say, loi tinasei, after a chalitza. Amalei Abaye, neither loi tachlet, loi tisyabe tani. Loi tinasei, loi tisyabe tani. It means, v'loi chalitza. All it's telling you is, she should not marry to Shuk, based on her belief and expectation that her tzara has a baby, she's muberes, and the baby in all likelihood will be a Vlad Ben Kayama, and therefore she's now a potter from Yibam, and therefore she'll go and marry the Shuk. Says the Mishnah, no, you're not allowed to go and marry the Shuk until you know for sure what the situation is, and if you want, you can wait 9 or 10 months. If you didn't hear what happened, have a chalitza at that time. Zuktabai immediately tachlis tisyamtan don't say loy tachlis, it says loy tinachlis tisyamtan, but loy chalitza. Avi chalitzla, achanami deshari, ein achanami, if you wait 9-10 months, don't get involved in machloikis of Yechon Reish Lakish, have a chalitza after the 9 months are over, and then yes, you can go and get married. All we meant is in the absence of a chalitza, she is stuck, because you never know whether it was a Vlad Ben Kayama or not Ben Kayama. But Avad, if you do a chalitza, no problem, because the Maman of Shachar doesn't make a difference. It might turn out later on that this chalitza was invalid, it was unnecessary. So either Abaye says, I'm not worried about that gzeira, or Abaye will learn, like we had in the Mishnah yesterday, that Barry keeps on proclaiming, well, they post them in a kuna, then it's okay. So have such a chalitza, and it'll be fine. Avad, chalitza, haganam the shari, Avad, it should be mutter. And nothing to worry about. Anyway, so bottom line is we have no raya from the Mishnah, but we do have a raya from a braisa. Tani gavasa Reish Lakish hachoyes l'muberes v'hei pila. In other words, she miscarried, and the Vlad was not a ben kayama. Tzricha chalitza min achim. She has to have a new chalitza, even though she had a chalitza already. Chalitza is muberes, lav shmo chalitza, therefore she needs a brand new chalitza. A befeirish abrai suggests like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, even though Rabbi Lozer tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah that we quoted before, and the Gemara said, you have no raya, says the Gemara, but I do have a braisa like Reish Lakish. In the following three halachas, the halacha that we just learned, legabe Yibam and Chalitza's Muberes, Loishmo Yibam, Loishmo Chalitza. But we also have two more. What are the other two? E dachtet na, am achalik mechosu al piv, riba liyachar, miyad liyachar, vihishra lehem es ha-bachor, dvor of kayam. Vimam mishim Yerushalay omaklo. As we know, the Torah goes and gives us certain rules and regulations legabe Yerusha. For instance, that a bachor is noitro pishnai. For instance, that the boys get Yerusha and the girls don't get Yerusha. What happens if you have an individual who wants to give all the children the same chayik, and he wants to give girls also? If he uses the Lashon Matana, then there's no problem, because as long as he is alive, he can give his nechasim to anybody he wants to. He could even theoretically burn them. He can give it to a stranger. So he certainly can go and subdivide it to his children any way he wants. He gives one more, he gives one less, and he did not give the b'char pishnayim, he only gave one chedek. Tvar of kayamin, it works because he's giving a matana. However, if he tells them, I'm writing out my last will and testament, and in his tzavah he only uses a lashon of Yerusha, no lashon of matana, loy omato, then this is worthless because he's masna al mashekosav ba toira. It says now, right to the Mishnah, kosav bein betchila, bein besoiv, bein beemtza, mishum matana. As long as he entered into this document, he wrote at least one time matana somewhere, Tevorav kayamin, it works. And as Rashi explains, and as we'll see in the Gemara shortly on the Amud Beis, that is even if you're talking about two or three different family members, where one he uses a lashon Yerusha, the other one he uses a lashon Matana, that's fine. As long as he used the word Matana somewhere in the document, it works. You can go and split up the estate any way you want. Now we continue. Amrish Lakish, the oilam ikonachi oimer ployni uployni yershu saw the ployness uployni shinasatim leham in matana vi rush. Rish Lakish, in explaining the Mishnah, says it's not enough that you have the word matana somewhere. It's got to have a matana vis-a-vis all of the recipients. It doesn't have to be repeated 50 times. What you can do is just include all the recipients in one sentence, if you will, and say, he can combine two Lashonis. He can merge the Lashon of Yerusha and the Lashon of Matana in the same sentence. He says, Achiyemer Pliny Uplaini, meaning my children or whoever the strangers are, he's giving them Yershu, they should go in Yarshin for me, son of Pliny Uplaini. It's the following pieces of real estate. Shinisatim Lem Matana, because I'm giving it to them, I gave it to them with a Matana, the Yershu, and based on that, they should go in Yarshin. So since he inserted the word matana in the middle, Doshe Sheyunuk. Now, who are the people that are disagreeing with Rish Lakish? So if we look at Rashi, top line, La'ulim Likon, La'ulim Esnitzim Polik, Avad Rish Lakish is not coming to argue with the Mishnah on the Amid Aleph. El Hosam Yishnachlin, Pligi Amiroi B'diyukud Masnitzim. This is a machloikis, how you understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Dechi Asa Ravin Omar, Yerish Ployni, Sode Ployni, Vitinosin Sode Ployni, Le Ployni. In other words, he uses Yerusha vis-a-vis Ruvein. He uses the Lashon Matana vis-a-vis Shemoin. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kana, after the Haidi Yerusha. Even though vis-a-vis Ruvein, he only used the expression Yirash Ployni, Sode Ployni. It was only vis-a-vis Shimon that he used the Lashon of Nesina of Matana. That's enough. Then the Me'idke Lashon Matana by Shtar, as long as you have one reference to Matana in this Shtar Tzava, L'chad Minayu, Kulu Nami Matana Ninu, everything is Matana. V'shtokish Amaloi, L'oilum L'ikona Ha'hud Yerusha, T'yamrin L'hai Ha'va Matana, U'l'hai Yerusha. If you're going to split it up and say for Reuven a Lashon of Yerusha, then for Shimon a Lashon of Matana, for Reuven's chevik, no good, because he only used the Russian Yerusha. Achiyoyim, until he says, both Yerusha and Matana vis-a-vis everyone, to take a Lashon Matana travay. The Lashon Matana has to be, Shayach has to be, for has to apply to everyone. So Dusuk Timara says, Rav, we paskin like Rish Lakish in this case. If you want to divide up your nechasim different than what it says in the Torah, fine, make sure you use the word Matana somewhere in the document, and then it will work. I mean, so in the document, meaning somewhere vis-a-vis every recipient, according to Robin, in the name of, I believe, Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have Reuven Lashon Yerusha, Shimon Lashon Matana, then Reuven will not be kone anything, because you can't go and change what it says in the Torah. However, if he writes, says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm mixing Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, kone afilu haydi Yerusha. He wrote for Reuven b'loshen Yerusha. He wrote for Shimon b'loshen Matana. As long as it says Matana anywhere in the Shtar, Reuven is koina, even though he only used the expression Yerusha vis-a-vis Reuven. Says Reish Lakish, no, you have to use the loshen Matana across the board. You don't have to repeat it every single word. But any time you're talking about splitting up the estate in that document, you have to go and say Ploini Ploini Reuven and Shimon will yarshin and receive as a matana their various properties that I'm splitting up under this document. So we pass like Rish Lakish. The idach. What's the third halacha? Now we learned in the Mishnah. Hakoisu kol mechosam lebenoi liachar moisoi. A person who writes in the shtar, I'm giving my son all of my nechosim, and Rashi says he writes me hayoim uliachar misa. It should be koyde from today until after this individual passes away. Says Rashi, the engli avahem el achilas peirois bechayev. What the father retains for himself, since he says that this matana should be koina, should be nikna to my son, mehayoim el achar misa. What does that mean in practical terms? In practical terms, it means that the father has the achilas peirois, he gets the income of the property until he passes away, and after that, the son gets everything. Okay, so far so good. What's the din now? If in between the father's giving this present to his son, and the eventual day that the father may pass away, which might be a day later, it might be 50 years later, and any time during that period of time, he cannot go and sell the property anymore, nation Nasalaben, because it doesn't belong to him. The only thing that he has is the income stream, but he doesn't own the property, so he can't go and sell it. And the son cannot go and sell it, because the Av has the right to use this field and take the income until he passes away. So therefore, neither of them have a right to go and sell it. However, Mocher Av, when Amazon the father did sell it, Mechurin, it is an effective sale, at Shiyomus, who, until he passes away. So what did he sell, says Rashi? He sold the income stream. He didn't go and sell the Karen, because the Karen doesn't really belong to him anymore. He gave that over to his son. He only has the income, fine. So he can go and sell the income until someone else, and that other person will have the income until the father passes away. Mochra, then, if the son sold, Ein Lekeach Klum, Susgunished, nothing happened. Why not? Because the Ben neither has the income stream, nor does he get the final rights to the Karen until after the father passes away. So therefore the Lekeach gets nothing until the father passes away. And therefore, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, what's going to happen is that if and when the father passes away, then the Lekeach will be able to take possession. But in the interim, the Lekeach cannot do anything, because the income belongs to the father, and that was not sold. And the Karen doesn't belong to the son, because it's Mayoyim al-Achar Misa, the son will only get the rights to the property after the father passes away. So as long as the father's alive, gunished, in Lekeach klum. The Itmar, however, we learned as an addendum to that Mishnah, Machar ben Mechaya Av. What happens if the son did sell? We just said, the son sold b'chaya av, umesa ben b'chaya av. Nebuch, the son passed away before the father passed away. So now what happens? Obviously the lekeach doesn't get anything at the time of the misa of the ben. But fast forward to the misa sa'av, does the lekeach get the property at that time? No, the lekeach never gets the property. since the son died, he was never the recipient of the property in the first place, because the father wrote, Mahayoyim ola achar misa, so he never got it. So now the son never passed away before the father. So by the time the father passed away, the father or the other Yorushim can go and say, sorry, Mr. Lekeach, the son is not around to be able to go and give you the property. He never received it because he passed away. He predeceased his father. No. The Lekeach will get the property at that time. He's not going to go and get it when the son passes away, but he'll get it after the father passes away. You know why? Because kinyan peiros ki kinyan guftam. Whoever owns the peiros owns the property. Since the father owns the peiros until the father dies, he is effectively the title owner of this property. So when the son tried to sell it, as long as the father is alive, his sale is nothing. If the father passes away before the son, okay, it'll be chal at that time. But if the son passes away before the father, the son never got rights to this property. He never had possession of this property. Gunish. So therefore the Lekeach gets nothing. Rish Lakish Amar, Konal Lekeach. Lekeach will be kind, because Kinyan Peiros Lav, Kinyan Guftami. Yes, you have the income stream, that's nice, but that's just the Peiros. As far as the Keren is concerned, the son has the remainder rights to this property, because he gave it to his son, Mehayoyim Ula Acher Visa. So even though Nebuch, Rahman al-Islam, the son passed away before the father, fine. But whenever the father passes away, at that time it will pass first to the son in the grave, and then from the son it will go to the Lekeach, and the Lekeach will be able to get it at that time. So says Rish Lakish, we paskin like this Rish Lakish as well. Says Rava, this is the third Rish Lakish. We have Rish Lakish about Bias Muberes and Chalitza Muberes Loishmo Yibam Loishmo Chalitza. We have the second halacha legabe, the person who wrote out Nechosim in his property as a last will and testament. Make sure that you write the term Matana vis-a-vis every beneficiary, every recipient. And then the second, the third halacha that we just had now, that if a person goes and sells, he then sells his property when to the Lekeach, when he hasn't even received the property yet, Rish Lakish says it's fine. The Kinyan will be Chal after the son and the father both pass away. Dokti Morvaita. Ein Avlad Shel Kiyama. Back in our Mishnah we said that if the Yavam was Miyabim the Yavama, and it turns out that the Yavama was Mu'uberes, so we gotta wait. If Ein Vlad Shel Kiyama, if it turns out at the end that the Vlad was not a Vlad Shel Kiyama, so therefore the Yibam was correct, a correct Yibam, says the Mishnah Yikayim, he can hold on to this wife, even though he shouldn't have gone and done that beer, but if he did, Bidiyaved Yikayim. Tonami Shum Reblezer, Amru. In the Brice we send the name of Reblezer, Yoitzi Beget, no, he has to go and send her away. He cannot go and make another Yibam, he cannot hold on to her, Yoitzi Beget, he has to go and give her a get. What's this svara? So Kimar Amarov, Remeiv Rebleza Amru Dover Echad. Rebleza Adi Amarim. Not that we had Rebleza now, which is Yoitzi Beget, he is one. And then we're going to have Remeiv. What's the reason why we say that Yoitzi Beget? So Rashi says that the reason is because of the Knas. We account him because he shouldn't have taken this matter lightly. What did this fellow do? This Yavam knew that she was already Mu'uberes, and he went then with Miyavim her, figuring out nothing to lose. If we go back to the Mishnah, Hakoynis is Yavam Teminimt is Mu'uberes, the Yolda, Bizman Shavlat Shal Kayama Yoitzi, Mechayam Mekarbe, Tinein Avlat Shal Kayama Yikayim. Now, at the time he was Koynis, the Mishnah says, he didn't know that she was Mu'uberes. However, in the previous Mishnah, in the previous Perek, we learned that any time you have a situation of a husband dying or giving a get, then you tell the Almana or the Grusha, wait 3 months. Don't do anything, because we want to be able to be Mavchin bein Zera Lezera, from the previous husband or from the new husband. However, over here, the Chusin Kala ignored those rules. He was Koinis Yivam Toy. Obviously, fairly quickly after the Ptira of her husband, because it says the Nimtzu Muberes, and after that we found out that she was Muberes from the first husband. Uh-oh. So now, at the end of the day, what happened? Ein HaVlad Shel Kiyama, this Vlad, unfortunately, was not a viable child, and therefore miscarried, no issue about the Yimun Chalitza, Yikayim. Our Mishnah says the Yavam can hold on to this Yavama, because after all, the Maisa, she folds the Yavam, because of then Einloi, there was no child. However, Blessed says, I give a Kenas. What are you doing getting married? You should have waited. So look at the Rashi, middle of the Amid, Tana Mishim Reb Lezer, parallel to where we are in the Gemara. Tana Mishim Reb Lezer, Lezer, Paliga Seifa de Masis in the Koi, Ain of Lachel Kayama. Our Mishnah says, Yikayim. The Kama Iwan Reb Lezer says, no, Avavish Ain of Lachel Kayama, Kuntzinan Lei, the Yoitzi, we put on a Knas. The Yoitzi, we get. Why Mishim de Nichnas, the Sufik Isser Eishesach. This is not a small matter. We're talking about a Sufik of Isser Kores. So, they should have waited 3 months. The Avagav de Hashi Gloy Milza, the Yibam Ma'al Yehava, even though now we see the Mafreya, it was a good Yibam in the sense that the Ach never passed away without any Vlad Shel Kayama. You beget below Chalitza Sagi. You don't even need a Chalitza. You can go and use a get, because our Gemara assumes that, at least according to Blazer, that he holds that a Yibam of Muberes, Shmo Yibam, it was a good beer, and therefore at this time just go and give a get, you don't even need Chalitza. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi and say you need a get together with the Chalitza. But regardless, we have a Knas. So therefore Rava says, not only Reb Lezer holds this din of Knas, we find Reb Meir holding the din of Knas as well. Reb Meir de Sanyo, who's Reb Meir? It says in the Braisa. Back to the Gemara. Person should not go and marry Mu'uberes Chaveroi. In other words, a man, the Chaver, either passed away or gave a get to his wife, and she was Mu'uberes. Or, same thing, husband passed away or he gave a get to his wife, and she was a Menekes. A person shouldn't go and marry that woman who's the Muberes or the Menekes until they either give birth in the case of the Muberes and until the Menekes weans her child from nursing, then you're allowed to go and get married. What's the reason why you're not allowed to get married? The reason is because, explains Rashi, and we're going to have this in Yetz Hashem on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis, the Gemara is going to go into this in much greater detail. The Gemara is going to say because the Isha Muberes and the Isha Menekes, if someone else lives with her and she becomes Mu'uberes, then that will take away from the blood from both the child that's already a fetus. It's not only there the blood. There the Gemara always says we're afraid that maybe the new child is going to press against the old fetus and going to make the old fetus into a sandal. Today we would say like a pancake. It's totally kvetched. And in the case of the Menekes, we're afraid that she will become pregnant and then the blood of the pregnancy will take away from the milk for the nursing baby, and Chas Hashem, it'll be a sakana for the baby. So therefore, don't do it. I mean, the obvious question is, how is a husband allowed to live with his wife after she becomes a Muberes or Menekes? Why don't we have those same concerns? I mean, we'll address those in Yetz Hashem in another few days, Mem Aleph Mem Beis. But Zoyi Dalocha, don't go and marry Muberes, don't marry Menekes. Rashi says, in the case of Menekes, you could theoretically have to wait until 24 months, because that's the Zman of Hanukkah, is 2 years until nursing mommies wean their children. So you'd have to wait 24 months, in other words, a period of 2 years. Theoretically, you have to go and tag on to that yet another 6 months, because of the fact that if the woman is now, she is Muberes, how do you know that she's Muberes? After 3 months, you know. So you can't get married for the next 6 months until she has a Vlad. And if the Vlad has been Kayama and she's nursing, then you'd have to wait another 24 months. So theoretically, you'd have to wait 2.5 years to go and marry the young lady. Anyway, says Reb Meir, what happens if he didn't listen to him? Nasa, if he did marry her, Yoitzi, he has to give her a get for Liachzer Lamas and never take her back. Divri Reb Meir. So I see Very clearly, Reb Meir is just like Reb Lezer. They yoytzi beget, just like over there yoytzi beget. Here's also yoytzi beget. The chom oimrim yoytzi, because he is man lichnois yichnois. The chom agree with Reb Meir partially. Yes, yoytzi. We force this husband to go and give a get to the wife, not just yoytzi to separate each other, but in fact with a get. And the Gemara is going to bring that in another couple of lines that it's got to be with a get. Okay, so Reb Meir also said with a get. Reb Meir says lo yachzer elamis. It's a permanent kras. What Chacham is saying, kishki is man lichnois yichnois, meaning after the period of pregnancy ends, and if the child was not viable, he'll be able to go and remarry her at that time. And the same thing will apply after the zman of hanukkah, after the woman weans the child, then once again he can go and marry her at that time. So Abaye says, why are you saying Reb Meir and Reb Lezer hold the same? It could be that they're not on the same page. You know why Reb Lezer is so machmir? Because Reb Lezer says, what business did this Yovim have to go and make Yibum within the first 3 months after his brother passed away? Wait, maybe the woman is mu'uberes. And if you're not going to wait, and it turns out that she is mu'uberes, and that the Vlad will be a Vlad ben Kayama, you've been over an Isser D'Araisa, which has kares. It's an Eishes Achshiyesh Leibonim. And so therefore we say, says Reb Lezer, if you play these games, even though ultimately it turns out that the Vlad was not a Vlad ben Kayama, we're going to throw the books at you. Yoitzi, you have to give her a get. And that's it, boys. Close the door and never allow them to remarry. Avul Hasan, but in the case that you just talked about the Muberes Chaveri, Umenekes Chaveri, that's Midrabanan. Because Rabbanan want to protect the life of the unborn fetus or the life of this born baby that needs to be nursed. Since Rabbanan is a Nishka Diraisa, Kirabanan Svirulei. Maybe then, Reb Lezer would hold like the Rabbanan. That what? Yoytzi. It's a temporary divorce, but if and when in Yetz Hashem the pregnancy ends and or the nursing ends, at that time you can go and marry her and take her back. So you really have no raya that Reb Meir and Reb Lezer are on the same page. Says Abaye, Reb Lezer could learn like the Chachamim after all. Inami. You know why Reb Meir was so machmir? And Reb Meir says, "Liyachzer lomis el mishum drabana." The Chachamim also chizik debrayim yois mishal toira. Ain't a chanami. This is din drabana. But because lots of people say it's just drabana, it's only midrabana. Therefore, the Chachamim sometimes had to go and put their foot down and say, "Rabbeisai, we're being mechazik this halacha even greater than the Torah, and therefore we're putting teeth into this takana, that if and when they are not careful about the mu'uberes and the menekes, yoytzi v'lo yachzer elamis, never ever, you can't remarry. Aval halacha midiraisa, mifresh parashi mina. In this case of our Mishnah, this fellow is a bad guy. He should have gone, he should have waited. Taka true. However, we're not so much concerned about this individual. We don't want him to be a role model for other people in the future. Says the Gemara, I don't have to worry about it being a role model. Everybody that has any seichel knows, I better wait. I better not go and be miyabim my yivama for the first 3 months. Because it may turn out that my brother had a baby after all, and maybe she's pregnant, and then maybe I'm to have an issacharis. People know, don't get close by a 10-foot pole. So therefore, you don't have to be goyzer, and you don't have to be as stringent as Reb Lezer is. So we have svaris lekan ulekan, and that's why the Gemara says, I have no right that Reb Meir holds like Reb Lezer, I have no right that Reb Lezer holds like Reb Meir. This is what we spoke about before, even though the Chum just say, yoytzi, he means really mitaget. How do I know? If it meant only separating temporarily and then afterwards being koinis afterwards, then it should say Yafrish. In other words, they should live separately, and then after the pregnancy ends, or after the nursing ends, they'll get back together. It doesn't say that. It says Yoitz. Yoitz is the sound of a get, and therefore a raya to Rava, that is Yetziya Beget. Ravashi asks Ravoshi Bered Ravidi, he's concerned. Let's go back to the Gemara that we just finished off about Le'isa Odom Uberes Chaveri Menekes Chaveri. The Chachamim said Yoitzi, and Rava said means Metaget. But the Shvi is Mama Lichlis Yichlis, and after they can go and take her back. Remeir is even more draconian. Remeir says give a get Le'yachzer Elamas. But we're focusing now on the Rabban, and the question is, what happens if the person who married the lady, who married the Mu'uberes or Meinekes, was a Kohen? He was a Kohen. Tell him now, Yoitzi, give a get, and then after this man is over, after the pregnancy ends, after the Hanukkah, the nursing ends, he'll take her back at that time. Kohen can't take her back at that time. She's going to already be a Grusha. So the question is, maybe we can lighten up if it's a case of a Kohen. That the Chacham that say Yoitzi, let's talk and make it easier, just Yafrish, don't live together, and then he'll take her back months later whenever the pregnancy or Hanukkah ends. Do we want to go and ask her forever? That's basically the kasha that Ravashi is asking. Hoshim Rei Ravidi, Hoshim Tanan. On the side it says Hoshim Tanya, right? It's a price, it's a Mishnah. Voshtei, Rav Shim Galil Oymer Koshisho Be'odam Lamed Yoim Einoi Neifel. If a child is born to human beings, because Yeshua Ba'odim, Rashi says, is Lafuki Behema, because by Behema, after 8 days, then the Vlad is considered to be a viable Vlad. From that point on, of course, you can go and bring the Vlad as a carbon. Here we're talking about by an Odom, Lahavdo, by people. By people, 8 days in Nishkaraya, the Rai is after 30 days. Ko Yeshua, if we waited after the birth of a child, we waited lamed yoim, and then after that, chas v'shon, the child passed away. In an eifel, the child was not an eifel. The child was a full-fledged, full birth, full-term baby. So if you waited around, lived for at least 30 days, nishkan eifel. Holy shora, what happens if the child, however, did not last for 30 days? Mommy gave birth to a baby, and Rahman Litzlan, the baby died after two weeks, after 25 days. Sveikav, then it's a suffix whether that child was a regular, normal child that never passed away early, what the Gemara calls Kaluloi Chadoshev, that really he was a full-term baby, and then unfortunately he had some sort of sickness, some sort of disease, and that's why he died. Or maybe the child was a Nafel after all. It's a suffix. I don't know. There was Lizmir Nafkimina. The Nafkimina will be Legabe the Din, for instance, by Ibam V'chalitza, where the Chalitza is V'loi Mesia Bemes. Because if the child was born, let's say, after 30 days, Barry, if you wait one moment, you have a situation where a Yavama gave birth to a baby. Can a Yavam go, in other words, a surviving brother, can he go now and be miyabim her or any of the sisters? So I would say, any of the tzorois. So I would normally say, no, after all, he has a brother that left over a child, and therefore it's an eishes ach, sheyesh lebanim chas v'shalom, it's an iser. Yeah, but maybe the child is not going to survive. Okay, so let's wait and let's see what happens. If the child doesn't survive at least 30 days, and the child lives to the ripe old age of 31 days, 32 days, even though the child died at that time, we deem the previous husband as having had a child, and therefore there's no Zika. The husband, the Yovam, has no right to go be miyabim her, because it's an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Leban, even though Nebuch the Ben passed away. But as long as there was a Ben there, a Vadai Ben, after 30 days, then she is automatically Muteris Veshuk, and she's not allowed to go and marry the other. What happens, however, if the child passed away within the 30 days? So I don't know whether this was a full-fledged, full-term baby, and therefore no din of yibam, or maybe this was a nafel all along, and therefore there is a din of yibam. Ichveisnish, it's a sophic. And therefore Chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. See the Rashi on the fourth line. Eimen neful, if it's after 30 days, poitres imay min achalitza. No chalitza, no yibam, because after all, this is a Vlad ben Kayama. Unfortunately, died subsequently. But at least it was a Vlad ben Kayama, no din yibam chalitza. But if it's a sophic, it's within the 30 days, chalitza v'loy misyabemes. And Rashi says, "V'dafki masafkalan ikol lechadoshim." He's talking about a situation we really don't know what the situation is. We ask the doctors; they're not sure. Mevesish. So it's a suffix. Chalitz olam misyabemes. You have a question, Barry?
Yeah, Rashi seems to address it, but I was wondering because we said on Amid Aleph, asiyeti la'aver ha'ola. So what are we talking about here? 30 days.
Okay, so I got you. Okay, so you have your answer. I left in the middle of the Rashi, but you're right. Let's continue on. Avikim lan dekol lechadoshim. If the doctors are able to go and certify, yes, that this is a full-term baby, every aspect of the baby's growth is totally normal that you would normally expect at the end of 9 months. Even though the baby died a few minutes later, Tanam Mesechus Nida, I know about a few minutes, but at least a day. Tanik Ben Yoyimay Boitim and Ayivim. But that's talking about a Kol Lechadoshim. The argument doesn't go into how do you know Kol Lechadoshim, and not that's Sugi Mesechus Nida. And we're going to talk about it a little bit further down in another few blot. But if you know for sure Kol Lechadoshim, then you don't have to wait 30 days. But if you don't know, most kids within the 30 days, we have a Suffolk, Ahina, Her. So therefore, under such circumstances, it remains a Suffolk. So continue on. The Itmar, back to the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom. You have taka such a situation where the child died within 30 days. The Omda Veniskacha, and she went and she had a Kiddushin. Who did she marry? Says Rashi, Veniskacha Lishuk. Why? Because she assumed that there was a Ben. The Ben lived for 15 days, and she assumed that that was enough. Uven ein loy. She didn't wait for a yibum, she didn't wait for a chalitza, and she got married. What happens now? Ravina Mishmei Derova Omar, im Eishes Yisrael, he choyletzes. If she was an Eishes Yisrael, meaning that she went and married a Yisrael, since I don't know, the child died within the 30 days, and the child within the 30 days was said as a sophic. So I don't know whether she has a din of the child was never a viable child and therefore she fell leibam v'chalitza, or the child was a viable child, kol lechadoshav, I just don't know, and therefore she did not have a no chiv of leibam v'chalitza, she's mutaris l'shuk. Since I don't know, you know what the best thing is? Let her stay with her husband. We're talking about nishuk. It's the maximum we have over here in Isalav of a Yavoman that's marrying the Shuk. But to go and take care of that, let's do Chalitza now. And let her stay with her husband. Eishes Yisrael, Chalitza, period. And once the Chalitza is Chal, then we're fine. Because even if she was a full-fledged Yavama, good, she got a Chalitza, we're done. But what happens if Eishes Koini? And the Koini is now going to marry a Chalitza. Eine Chalitza, don't do a Chalitza. What do you mean don't do a Chalitza? Says the bottom Rashi, we're going to be soimech on the Vlad. After all, we don't know what the story of this Vlad was, why the Vlad passed away within the 30 days. It's a chasofik. Since she's already married, stay married to the Koyin, and we will assume that, in fact, the dead brother did have a viable child when Nebuch passed away in infancy, and therefore there was no din of Yibam or Chalitza. She was Muteris Hashuk, and we'll rely on that to the Eved, and therefore she could stay with the Kohen. Rav Shashi Mishmei Rav Omer, no. Achazu v'yachazu chaletzes. Even in the case of the Kohen, we will not allow her to go and stay. We're going to go and say she requires a Chalitza, and if that passes her the Kohen, too bad, so sad, there's nothing we can do about it. You always have to have a Chalitza. So now we have here a machloikis between Ravina and a Mesharsha about what their Rebbe, Rava, paskit. According to Ravina Mishmei de Rava, Eishes Koyin, Eina Chaletzes. According to Rav Mesharsha Mishmei de Rava, Chaletzes. So only Ravina Rav Mesharsha. Ravina says to Rav Mesharsha, you shouldn't think that you misquoted the Rebbe. You quoted Rava correctly. Ba'orta Amar Rava Hachi. in the evening, when the Rebbe was giving the shir, he said, just like you, Rav Meshasha. That what? Achazu v'achazu chaylatzis. However, b'tzavra, in the morning, hodabay, he changed his mind. In other words, he had a chance to think about it overnight. He comes in the shir the next day and he says, Rabbi Yisrael, what I told you last night was a mistake. I really hold, like Ravina, that Eina, a Bayekoyin, an Eishes Koyin, Eina Chaletza, she does not need a Chalitza. So therefore, Rav Meshasha, bottom line is, Rava holds like me, and therefore we have a heter for this Eishes Koyin to stay with her husband without Chalitza. Rav Meshasha was not impressed. And then Rav Meshasha said to him, Amalei, he says, based on this, that you're giving out Hetayim, Sharisu, you're saying that it's mutter for them to stay together, Yehi Rava, which means Yehi Ratzai, Tishru Av Tarba, that you should eventually go and be mater even Chayiv. It's a little bit of a strong rebuke. What he's saying is, Ach, Chas V'Shalom. Rava would have never allowed for something like that. If you're going to start becoming a Rav HaMater with all of your coolest, Chamoyna, then eventually you're going to go and say that Chayiv is Shuman, and you're allowed to eat that as well. That's the Pasha Pshat in our Gemara. The Ritva has another girsa, not here, but in Masechta Shabbos, the Tishru Af Tarcha, not Tarba. And Tarcha is another Lashon in Aramaic and Aramaic of a Grusha. And he's saying, if you're going to allow for this Chalutza to go and stay with the Kohen, or not require a Chalutza after all, or not require a Chalitza after all, Chamoyra, the next step will be that you'll say that a Grush is also allowed to marry a Kohen. So, stop here. You can't go and make all of these Atayim, because I'm afraid of what's going to happen next step. Zokhimar, this is all of a nice introduction to Rav Ashi said to Rav Hoishi Bered Rav Idi. He brought this whole Maisel Lagabe, the Sufik Lamed Yoim, Yon Nefel, Nish Nefel, Emeshes Koinin, Emechaletzes, and Kuntra Mesharsha, Choyletzes. Hocha, he goes back to our case, Kadmu Beres Chaber, Menekes Chaber. Remember in the middle of the Amid, here in the Amid Beis, we said, Lo Yisa Adamu Beres Chaber, Menekes Chaber. Vim Nasa, everybody agrees, both Ramei and the Chacham Yoitzi, Mitaget, only Machloikis is whether you can go and take her back after the Zman ends. So Frank Timorietz, what happens if she's married to a Koyin Ma'ai? Will we say in that situation that since Rabbanan allows by an Isha Yisraelis to go back to her husband, yes, Yoitzi, give a get, but whenever the Zman of Ibur passes, or whenever this man of the Hanukkah, of the nursing passes, he could take her back. But what happens if he's a Kohen? How will he be able to take her back then? That's a big problem. So maybe there too, Ravina would hold im Eishes Kohini Eina Choletzes, or im Eishes Kohini Eina Miskareshes, Harabi Yafrish, let them stay apart, but not give a get. After all, the whole purpose of this giving a get is just to make sure that they shouldn't go and live together and possibly injure the fetus or injure the newborn baby. Just say Yafrish, let him move to Australia for 9 months, 24 months, and then come back again without a get. Could we do that? How can you compare? The Gemara is saying is that we didn't give all the background here. What are we missing? Here, when we said on the Amud Beis, that if the child died within the 30 days, I have a suffix, whether or not this was a full-born, full-term baby or not. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Chaletz Eloi Monsieur Benz. However, the Chacham disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel. We didn't bring those Chacham. What do those Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold that even within the 30 days, I'm assuming that the child was a Vlad Ben Kayama, because 99% of all children, or 95% of all children, we're not talking about a miscarriage, we're talking about the baby was born, and the baby was crying, and the baby nursed, and the baby ate, and everything was wonderful, and now it's finally good, and if it was a boy, they even did a bris on the 8th day. And only subsequently, the child then passed away on the 29th day of the 30 days. Sayyidina Rabbanan, we're going to assume for all practical purposes that this was a Vlad Me'alia. And therefore, she was entitled to go and the other Yavam was entitled to go and marry Lashuk, because there was no Zika, there was no Yivam HaChalitza requirement. The husband left over a child. The child never passed away, but the child lived for 28 days. Thus is Ginuk, according to Rabbi. So therefore, Mishlim Mahasan, Kim Dikar Rabban, the Plika Leder Mishamalia, the Ami Avagav, the Loishah Vlad, Loishah Vlad Ma'aliyava, even if he didn't wait 30 days, the Vlad is considered to be a viable child, and therefore the Kiddushin was effective. And therefore, Gabi Eishes Koyin, Kim Dwey Efshir, of Dini Kerabana. But Eishes Koyin to go and say, no, you have to go and do Chalitza now, to be on the safe side, because you're not sure. We're going to rely on the Rabbanan, the Dieven, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we say, according to Ravina, Mishom Rava, Meshes Koyini, Einach Chalitza. Avalacha, in our case, Keman Navi, how are we going to find a heter for this Koyin, who mistakenly married the Mu'uberis or Menekes Chabera? Not only do you have to give a get, but you can't even take her back subsequently. At least you have to go and give a get. So therefore I have no other shita upon which I can hang my hat and say, okay, let's go and find the Dieven in such a situation where we have a Koyin. We don't want to prohibit the Koyin from staying with his wife. Let's go and try to find an Eitzah. Let's just Yafrish. No, I have no Eitzah over here. I'm stuck because both Rameir and the Rabbanan hold unanimously that Yoitzi has to go and give a get. Okay, we can... Why don't we stop over here by Itmar, and we'll continue from here Mietchan tomorrow. Thank you all for joining. Have a wonderful day. Zach the Benisht, Kol Tov.
8:05 tomorrow, right?
And Yertz Hashem.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.